cheer, pressure. Sometimes I don't blame, if I didn't know about the goodness of God, the price he paid for my salvation, I wouldn't blame some folk for not becoming a Christian. Some folk think that they are holy because they look 1,000 years old. I've often said if a long face was indication of pure religion, then a mule would have the best religion in the world. They don't realize there's no joy in your Christianity. Some folk look like a saxophone. They come to church, look like they've been sucking on lemons. But there's a joy to those that know the Lord. Somebody that's whose feet been snatched. You ought to have, there ought to be something in you that makes you recognize that you ought to be a part of this God that I serve. It's something in me. If you open your mouth, I'm going to tell you about the goodness of God. I don't care where I am. You better not let me talk. They told the old lady one time, said, listen, baby, it's cold. Now, listen, if you don't say amen in church, I'll give you a blanket. I'll give you 2 blankets. Just be quiet when you come to church. Our church don't have all that amen and thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah and all that other business. Sit down, be quiet, act like you got some sense. Be intelligent, sophisticated, and hush. She sat there. Brother, the preacher was in the stroll, you know. he got talking about God saved not only from the uttermost, but to the guttermost. And she just kept sitting there, snatched me as a brand from the burning. And she sat there with her feet shuffling and with her teeth very tight, you know. She got talking about that when your mother and your father leave you, the Lord will take you up. She just kept sitting there. And he talks about, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help come from God, hillside help for heavy hearts. And she just kept sitting there trying to be steady. And finally he got to the point that Jesus came all the way from heaven down to save a wretch like me. She said, blanket or no blanket, hallelujah. I don't need no blanket. When I was a nobody, he brought me. And that's why we aren't judges. Some folk pray cream and live skim milk. But Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. I forgot I'm in school. I'm supposed to be nice here. Yeah. I'm supposed to be nice. Salt is common. Are you listening to me? Let me skip over some of this stuff. Y'all going to stir me up here in a few minutes. And I don't know how to act intelligent when Jesus shows up. There's no substitute for salt. And if it has lost its savor, then there's no use trying to put something else in its place. Now, don't think that this has to do with salvation. Because losing its savor hadn't got nothing to do with you losing yourself. If God saved you, that settles it. Emma Venice, my grandmother told me to quit saying that. I loved it and didn't know what's wrong with it. I said, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. She said, you stop saying that. I said, what's wrong with it? And I said it over in my mind, and I said, I see it's okay. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. And it bothered me till I got back to 2910 Troy Street. I said, what's wrong with what I said? She said, baby, if God said it, whether you believe it or not, that settles it. Ye are the salt of the earth. Now, homiletically, Dr. Aiken's listening to me, and I don't want to cheat him. But that means we have preserving power, we have healing power, and we have penetrating power. Ye are the salt of the earth. And I'm not going to walk you through them because I could. I'm just afraid when I get on about that third point, I'm going to have to hook up. And I want these young folk to realize that you can't have church without acting like I act. Let's look at it. The old world before the flood, when all the flesh is corrupted, its ways, it was just one grain of salt, and the person of Noah preserved it from ruin for a period of 120 years. When the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah, and God burned them off the face of the earth, I thank God for Dr. Aikens who preached to our church. Some wouldn't look at him. Some was pouting at him. Some wouldn't talk to him. And I was shouting. Talked about when God made man, and then he made woman. And he didn't make nothing else. He started making alligators and monkeys and all the rest of them. He made he and him, not shim. You're not going to say amen either. The word is true. Now, if I make you mad, when you cool off, pray for me. And I'm going home in a minute anyway. God needs salt. Solid salt. When the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah was great and her sins very grievous, one grain of salt in the person of Lot preserved it for a time. And 10 such grains would have preserved it to this day. That was salt that was needed. When in the days of Elijah, Israel had sunk into adultery, and those 7,000 who had not bowed their knees before Baal was not the salt of the nation, but there was a man that was salty. And today, the great antiseptic, the preservative, the great restorative at this period is that those of us who know that we are the salt of the earth, the salt of God's grace and religious exemplify in this Christian walk that God expects us to be the salt of the earth. I must hurry and close. Let a church be made up of men and women who are earnestly striving, even through their weaknesses, to be exemplary followers of Christ. Grace in the doctrine, preaching with a godly, sober, righteous life, and the blessings of the Most High will rest upon him. Beloved, what are you doing to salt the world? If you are parents, do your children ever see you take your Bible or Christian paper to read it? If you're a young person, do you have prayer time and a devoted time of your devotion with the Lord? Familiar three-pointed sermon, faith, facts, and feelings, is useful in simplifying the correct order of Christian faith. But strictly speaking, we are not saved by faith alone, feelings alone, facts alone. It is possible to believe the historical fact about Jesus Christ without personally trusting him. And I run into people all the time, makes me nervous now. But Jesus is still our Savior. Doesn't make any difference what you think about it. He is our Savior. Now, there are people who knew what heaven meant to the believer all through the Bible. Let me get it before you and I'll sit down. Solomon knew him as the wisdom of Israel, and Isaiah knew him as the one high and lifted up. Ezekiel knew him as the wheel in the middle of a wheel, and Daniel knew him as the handwriting on the wall. Joel knew him as the Holy Ghost baptized, and Haggai knew him as the desire of all nations, and Malachi knew him as the Son of Righteousness. If you meet Christ, he and he alone is the assurance that comforts us and the defense that keeps us and the example that inspires us and the provider that sustains us. If you're trying, now don't knock him until you're trying. Some of our religion is like Brill cream, a little dab, but do you? But don't knock him until you're trying. The students, you'll find out he's the teacher. And to the John heir, he is the heir. And to the army, he's the captain. The servants, he's the master. The subject, he's the king. To the guest, he's the host. Don't knock him until you're trying. To the clay, then he's the potter. And the sailor, he's the ark. And to the hunger, he's bread. And the stranger, he's a friend. To the thirster, he's water. The benefactor, he's the gift. Don't knock him till you're trying. To the jeweler, he's the crown. The householder, he's the Lord. The sojourner, he's the guide. The gold, he's the refiner. The candlestick, he's the light. The laborer, he's the landowner. You don't own nothing. You just park in here. The earth is the Lord. Anything either. You could bump your head against a door and forget your name. Somebody got to lead you home. God's in control. He's made a promise to us, the confidence that assures us and the price that redeems us and the abundance that supplies us and the wealth that enriches us and the provision that sanctifies us. He said we ought to be the salt of the earth. Now I'm on my way to my seat, I promise you, this time. Thank God for showing me how to be the salt he expects me to be. I've been married to my wife 48 years, and I think she ought to go to heaven with her shoes on, putting up with me that long. I don't know how she did it. Every once in a while, she got this idea from Bill Crosby, I think, on the television. They asked her, you ever thought about divorce in 48 years? And she said, no. She said, I thought about murder two or three times. Thank God for Gregory and Anthony and Cookie's mother who stayed with me even when I was out of line, who put up with me when I was wrong. I asked her, will you? And she wilted. She's been stuck with me ever since. But we learned what Jesus meant when he said, ye are the salt of the earth. Now listen to me. Can I give you a word of testimony? I'm going to remain salt now. Those of us who are here, you can't say this if you don't mean it. The world will try you. And if you're joking, all the artificial and the make-believe, synthetic believers, it's going to show. You're going to have to be real. You can come to school. I don't mean no harm. If you think education costs, you ought to pay for ignorance. I don't mean no harm. But you can get as many degrees as a thermometer and die and go to hell. One of the great institutions in the world right here. But it won't get you to heaven. Won't be long now. I'll be kicking up gold dust if dust will kick gold. But I'm going to look back and see somebody that I tried to get them to know that the Lord is depending on you. You're the salt of the earth. You're the elect few. God is depending on us to represent him everywhere he goes. You can say I'm bragging if you want to, but that's all right because I am. I've got a Savior. Describe him if you want to. I've heard a lot of folk talk about him, but Joseph's stepboy and Mary's oldest baby. He's older than his mama and just as old as his dad. Jesus is the only person that ever came to the earth before he ever got born. They dropped him off in a cowshed behind the barn in the feed trough, wrapped him in swaddling cloth. Showed up at 12 years old and answered the doctors and the lawyers' questions and disappeared for 18 years and walked down by the Jordan. And that preacher, John the Baptist, who said, behold the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, said, there he is. And before he got there, somebody asked John, who are you? He said, well, I got here too late to be an apostle, prophet, and too early to be an apostle. I got caught in the middle. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. And I want you to know that's him. Bread when you're hungry, water when you're thirsty. He's a friend when you're friendless, a God when you're alone. That's him. Hair look like lamb's wood, feet polished brass, and out of his mouth come a two-edged sword. His voice sound like a many waters. That's him. He's a God when you're a mistake. He's a mother and a father. He's a friend and a brother and a sister. That's him. Behold him. And I don't care what you say. Soon as my feet strike Zion, I'm going to let everybody know I'm glad I'm salt. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I got Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of Jesus. I won't look back. I won't let up. I won't slow down. I won't back away. And I ain't going to keep still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, slight walking, small planning, smooth-kneed, colorless dreams, tannic vision, mundane talking, chinchy giving. I've been salty. I'm no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotion, platters, and popularity. I've been salted. I don't have to be right, first, top, recognized, praised, regarded, and rewarded. I've been salted. I now live by present, lean by faith, walk by patience, live by prayer, labor by power. I'm salted. My face is set. My guide is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions are few. My guides are reliable. My mission is clear. I cannot be out. I can't compromise. I won't detour. I won't lure away. I won't turn back. I won't be deluded and I won't be delayed. I've been salted. I will not flinch. Are you listening to me? I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, meaner at the maze of mediocre. I've been salted. I won't give up, I won't shut up, I won't let up until I've stayed up and stored up and prayed up and paid up and preached up because I've been salted. I'm a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he come and give till I drop and preach till I know and work till I stop. He can't stop me. He come for his own. He have been the problem of recognizing me. I'm the salt of the earth.
Now you know why I love him so much and why he is indeed such a special person to me. I'm going to close this in a word of prayer. Let me say to those of you who are here today as our guests, we'd like for you to meet us down front. We have a short reception planned afterwards for our guests, if you can stay. Dr. Patterson is not here, but he has opened up his home and wants you to feel free to come over and to have a time of fellowship with Pastor Foster and his son. And so those of you that are here today as our guests, we're so grateful that you're here. And if you can join us, we'll be down here at the front, give you a chance also to say hello to the pastor as well. Father, we praise your name this day for your marvelous Savior. And also the wonderful servant you have sent today who has showed us him in such a magnificent way. Lord, I pray with all of my heart that I would be salt. Lord, that I would make people thirsty for my Savior. Lord, I pray the same for my precious brothers and sisters. Lord, may this world not be the same because we're in it and you're in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.